March 16, 1910, The Narrow Path to Salvation. In speaking with the confessor, he told me that it is difficult to be saved, for Jesus Christ himself said it, "The door is narrow. You must strive to enter." Then, after I received communion, Jesus told me, "Poor me, how stingy they consider me. Tell the confessor, from their stinginess they judge mine. They do not hold me as the great, immense, interminable, powerful being, infinite in all of my perfections, who can make great crowds of people pass through narrowness, more than through wideness itself." And as he was saying this, I seemed to see a very narrow pathway, which led to a little door, narrow, but jam-packed with people, who were competing with one another to see who could advance more and enter into it. Jesus added, "See, my daughter, what a great crowd is pushing forward. And they compete to see who arrives first. In a competition there is much gaining, while if the pathway were wide no one would bother hastening, knowing that there is room for them to walk on whenever they want. But while they are taking their time, death may come, and not finding themselves walking on the narrow pathway, they would find themselves at the threshold of the wide door of hell. Oh, how much good this narrowness does! This happens also among yourselves. If there is a feast or a service, and it is known that the place is small, many hurry up, and there will be more spectators enjoying that feast or service. But if it is known that the place is large, nobody bothers hastening, and there will be less spectators. Because, knowing that there is room for everyone, everyone takes his time. And some arrive in the middle of it, some at the end, and some find everything finished, enjoying nothing. This is what would have happened if the pathway to salvation were wide: few would bother hastening, and the feast of heaven would have been for few.